Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role in the show.
Hey, I'm Dr. Lavelle Long. I am the CEO. I am the playwright and the producer of The Giz.
And I'm Joseph Jackson. I play the character WB in the stage play The Giz.
Yes, and The Giz is going to be at Lincoln Theater in D.C. April 28th, 29th, and 30th. So three nights to see it. Get your tickets now. Thank you both so much for joining us. I guess someone give me the basic premise, you know, and I guess set it up. You know, we've all heard of The Wiz, but here's why it's called The Giz with the G. Who wants to take it?
I will. I wrote this stage play while I was incarcerated. I came up with it while I was incarcerated. And so I wanted to come back to my community because I'd done so much destruction. I wanted to come back and give some positive back into the community. So I was incarcerated. And for those who, I was in solitary confinement. For those who don't know what that is, it means that you're separated from population. Mm-hmm. And so while I was in there, I got a message from God, me and him talking. And he said I was going to be a playwright. I had no idea about being a playwright. Furthermore, I knew nothing about arts. Saw the color Purple a couple of times. And he said, hey, you're going to do a play. And we went back and forth about hours. And I was like, I'm not doing this. And I woke up the next morning and The Wizard of Oz was on. And that's when it hit me. You know, I was like, The Wizard of Oz, okay. But I really like The Giz because that's what we was looking at as kids. And then I said, I would take the W off and put the G there for Go-Go. And that's how I came with the name Giz.
Yes. And Go-Go is like one of DC's most famous, you know, genres. I mean, we're known for it here in DC. So Talk about why this is perfect for, you know, if any DC listeners are, you know, listening to this, why this is perfect for our city. I mean, Go-Go is DC.
Yes. And so for the listeners out there that don't understand it, if Bob Marley would have did The Wiz in Jamaica and did it in Jamaica music, it would have been huge for the culture. So that's what we're doing here.
I got it. That sounds cool. Well, tell me, give me an idea of some of the characters. I mean, you said that, you know, The Wizard of Oz was on, so you're watching Dorothy and the Lion and the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and the Wicked Witch and all that stuff. But so who are the characters? Did each of those have like a corresponding character in this, or is it all new characters?
Well, yeah, we have corresponding characters, but we switched it up a little bit, like with WB. We didn't, Toto, where I'm from in this city, a Toto wouldn't last coming through Washington, D.C. with things are going on here. So we change it with a chaperone, someone that can the whole city loves and know. And so it's actually WB, Joseph Jackson, who will be escorting Dorothy through Landover and Northwest, Southwest, Northeast, and Southeast. And so we did change up a little bit. We don't have a tin man. We have a tin ma. And so we thought it would be cool to show a woman that is heartless, which is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we changed up. The Scarecrow, we call him Scarecrow Barry. He's marrying Barry's cousin. So you will get the meaning out of that. So it's a lot of fun. And our landmarks are adding to this situation. What we got from Ben's Chitty Bowl to the Wharf to the Big Chair. We got our landmarks here.
Awesome. Well, that's a good summary. I'm gonna end up putting two radio pieces together. So I'll ask sort of the same thing in a different way. Tell me. And we'll get to WB in 1 second. Thanks for your patience, Joe.
Oh, no problem.
But one more for the playwright here. Take me sort of in order of where Dorothy goes. You know, does she start in, what is her Kansas? Where does she start? And then who, you know, what part of the city, what character does she meet along the way?
Okay, so we start like she starts in North Carolina.
Okay, that's her Kansas. Okay.
That's her Kansas. And then the house side tornado comes and it whippers into the county of Prince George's County, Landover.
Right. All right.
We say Landover as we say, Landover, Maryland. And so then she meets WB first. That's the first place she meets him in Landover at the bus stop. Then from there they travel to Northwest DC. And they meet the Scarecrow.
Who's Marion Barry's cousin, you said?
Marion Barry's cousin.
Okay.
And then from there, they go to Northeast, the Handkerchief Mall area, and they meet Tin Ma.
Okay.
And so from that travel, they meet those to Southwest. They meet at the Wharf. They meet the Cowardly Lion. And that's what should be a fun part, being at the Wharf, and everything that happened to the Wharf will be in this piece. And then from there, they go to Southeast to meet the Giz, and we're the Big Chair, and that's Chocolate City. And so we have a big festival with Chocolate City. And the witch that's chasing them is we got the good witch of Georgetown. Then we got the Wicked Witch of Wardolf.
That's what we're
Water.
I love it. That's hilarious.
Yes. And so with that, with the three witches, is the Candy Lady is one of the witches. She's a neighborhood candy lady. And so we got in Munchkinland, and then we got the Good Witch of Georgetown, and then we got the Wicked Witch of Water. And so it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds so great. And so Chocolate City instead of Emerald City. It's so great. Now, are each of them? I'll let's get Joe in here. So you play WB, which is I believe they said that this is like a chaperone. You're kind of like replacing Toto, right? You're guiding Dorothy. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm guiding Dorothy through the city because, you know, like Lovell said, you know, you need somebody who knows the city to guide people who aren't from the city throughout the city. So that's what I do. I just guide them. You know, I guide her. And then, like you said, we go through different parts of the city and we meet the different characters.
Now, as you're guiding Dorothy, are each of the characters looking for something, you know, like a brain or a heart or courage? Like what is it in this?
Yes, they're looking for a brain and a heart and courage. Yes, the same exact. Yes.
OK, so different character names and stuff, but the same things that they're missing. OK,
right.
Gotcha. Oh, let me add Miles here. Miles, can you hear us?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, good timing. We just got done talking about, you know, how WB has guided Dorothy all over town and met all the characters. So it's perfect timing because now you play the Giz, like the wizard of Oz, the Wizard of DC here. So
they got to check in. They got to come and see me.
Exactly. So how much fun is it playing the Giz? Do you pull inspiration from, you know, either the Wizard of Oz or the Wiz or any previous versions of this? Or, you know, tell me about playing that role.
Jason, let me tell you something. Lavelle, Dr. Lavelle said, Miles, I got a play, got a part for you, blah, blah, blah. I said, Vale, I done turned everybody down that has asked me to be in a play in this town. He said, no, I got the perfect part for you. I said, all right, man. We'll see. I think a month or so later, he bought me a script and said, here's your book. And the Wiz, I've never seen the Wiz, as strange as that may sound. And people talk about me like a dog. I said, how in the hell you ain't seen the Wiz? I said, I don't. So to answer your question, I haven't seen the Wiz. Everything I'm doing with this play is straight off the cuff. And Lavelle had the confidence in me to play this part, and I actually like it. I see the hard work that goes in to putting plays like this together, and the cast is amazing. The staff is just as amazing. So I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it.
I love it. And that's cool that you know, you hadn't seen the Wiz, hard to believe, but that, you know, so you didn't have, you know, the image of Richard Pryor in your head while you're playing, or I guess Andre DeShields on Broadway even before. You weren't like, you know, you weren't, you know, distracted by any of that. You got to just make it your own. That's cool.
This is me. I never saw the Wiz. I saw commercials with Diana Ross, but that was a while ago. So
right.
To be playing the Giz is just straight natural talent, if you want to call it that.
Oh, I'm sure it's talent, baby. But wait, had you seen the old, you know, Judy Garland Wizard of Oz at least, or not even that either?
Not even that.
Oh, so this is just straight fresh.
straight fresh. What you see, I mean, with a little guidance from the spectacular director we have, you know, she just tell me what the gear is supposed to be like, you know, the character.
Yeah.
And I took it from there, man. They, you know, they didn't have to tell me nothing after. They told me that the gear is bigger than life. And I'm bigger than life. So that was easy.
I love it. I love it. All right, let's bring Dr. Lavelle Long back on as the, you know, the creator of this, the playwright. Obviously it's the giz because the G is because of Go-Go. So talk about, like, are there musical numbers in this? Is there songs or is it more just Go-Go music underneath?
Nah, we have six original songs. We actually have a song called Chocolate City Records. We got a song called King of the Go-Go Beat. So we have like six original songs, but we also have some classic songs. We do the home song in Go-Go. So it's a lot of surprises. We do mix R&B. We take them to church. We got a little Jane Brown in this. So, you know, putting it together in your head, you know, it's just speaking our language and the things that I would like to see as far as the Scarecrow. So we don't use mostly all the songs because it's just special things like James Brown. I give you a sneak peek. I ain't gave nobody this. So it's basically saying, please, please, please let down this road. Please, baby, please let me down off this road. So we do a lot of, you know, I do a lot of things that I would like to see in the Wiz of Oz or in the Wiz that I think that speak to the people. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
I love it. It sounds great. And real quick, just to clarify, is there a Go-Go version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow or no? All new songs?
No. We don't have no Go-Go version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah. We do have a Go-Go version. Keep that in the other movie.
Yeah, we do have a Go-Go version of Brand New Day, which is the most exciting part, I think it is.
Yeah, that's very nice.
And no Ease On Down the Road either. No songs from the other stuff. It's all new stuff.
Well, yeah, we got a little bit of Ease On Down the Road, but we made that left on MLK. So we mix it up. So it's a little bit Ease On Down the Road, but you got to make that left on that MLK.
I love it. That's great. Got
to make the left on MLK to see the grids.
You got that's to.
The only way to get to me.
Yeah, I got it. Well, wait, is there, that sparks a good question. Is there a yellow brick road or what is it in this?
Yeah, it's a yellow brick road.
Still a yellow brick road. Okay. Yeah. It's just a yellow brick road around DC.
Yeah. But they got to make that left on MLK to see the geese.
Yeah.
Cool. And then I guess the other final thing, let's get WB back in here. Thanks for being patient. We've talked about the music and the characters and the story, but what about like visually? What do we see in terms of maybe like costumes or backdrops or, you know, visual elements? What do we sort of see on stage?
Well, you're going to see the wharf. You're going to see a little bit of 8th Street. You're going to see, the big chair. You're going to see madness attire. You're going to see urban wear. You're going to hear lingo that we used back in the 80s, 90s. It's really going to take people back on a ride, man. They're going to definitely go on a ride. I mean, it's more modern slang, but it's also, you know, a lot of lingo that was used from the 80s. And then also a lot of styles that are also going to be taken from the 80s and the 90s too.
And the costumes are amazing. Costumes are amazing, man. I'm gonna tell you, DC Black Broadway, they put their foot in this one. This is my first one, and they put their foot in it. They have a hell of a following. They got a brand, and it's all about all business. And you got to be committed. You got to be in or out. Ain't no in between.
Yeah.
So I'm having a ball with it.
I love it. I love it. And you mentioned that Dr. Lavelle Long, you mentioned that, you know, you came up with the idea. You said it was while you were incarcerated, right?
Yes, while I was incarcerated, yeah.
And I'm not going to make you say any of the past stuff, but like more broadly of, you know, why it's important, you know, for, you know, rehabilitation, and let's be creative and let's do this.
Yeah, well, I don't mind talking about it because it was God's assignment. If it wasn't God's assignment, I couldn't talk about it. So I went to prison for conspiracy trafficking cocaine. And so once I got there, I tell people God locked me up to free me, right? And so once I got there, I was locked. I didn't have no control bars. I wasn't caught with anything. I had no because I had no surveillance. They really didn't have a case on me. That's why they hit me with trafficking cocaine at first, and they dropped it down to conspiracy. And conspiracy is the only thing that's saying that I knew about it. And so that what happened, but I took it with a blessing because at the time in my life, I really needed a change in my life. And so what I think that what's happening here now is just God's assignment. And so it's for me to show people that we do definitely deserve a second chance. And I really don't like the word second chance because anybody know I'm a kid from Southeast Washington, D.C. And I never really had a first chance. Mm-hmm. And so we use that word second chance like too much. Like I really never had a second chance because the first chance, I was born into poverty. I was born into this. Like I didn't have a chance. We was poor and we had to make a living. And so now I figure like this is my first chance. I get to come home. I got God on my side. I got the arts, and the arts is my family. I love everything about it. And anybody that's in that role, we can change with opportunity. See, I had an opportunity that other people didn't have. I had a vision. And so now it's my job for me coming from them streets and knowing these kids the way I do. I get to come back and share my experiences and show them that it's a different way.
Yeah, and maybe inspire some other people. So that's a really that's awesome what you're doing.
Can I just say one thing too? The fact that I know his vision and I understand what the brother's doing, I have dedicated myself to DC Black Broadway and all of the projects that he's putting on and he's putting me in because, you know, I see what he's doing, you know, and he's bringing a lot to this city. And we're going to go down in history, man.
Yeah. Tell me about Black Broadway. You know, what is it? When, you know, how long has it been around? Okay. How many shows you doing, you know?
Okay, so DC Black Broadway, it came to me. I was under another company at first, but I went to the Lincoln Theaters, like Ronnie. I went to the Lincoln Theater, and there was no Black performances up there no more. And it was like in 2018. Mm-hmm. And I was really disappointed because U Street was Black Broadway.
Right.
And so when I went there, it was kind of like, hey, I want to do a play here. And they was looking at me like I was crazy, like no, we... It's not even a venue that was used for us no more. It was a lot of white acts. And so it really interested me to do something there. Once they brought me on, of course, they didn't think that, you know, my people would return back to the Lincoln Theater. And once I had my first play there, I think it was called What Your Man Won't Do. We sold like 1,800 seats. And right then and there, God had gave me that word again. He was like, change your company name to DC Black Broadway. That's what you represent from now on. You're going to bring Black Broadway back to U Street. And so years later, we're back at U Street. We have a whole year residency. So we're starting off with the Giz, the Go-Go Musical. Then we're doing Grease with a Side of Mumbo Soul, September 8th, 9th, and 10th.
You said Grease with a Side of Mumbo Soul. I love it.
And so we sold that out last year, but that's a Jazz and Blues, 5 shows. And so we're bringing it back to the Lincoln. And actually, it's the first Grease that's ever been with an all-Black cast.
Oh, wow. So, let's definitely follow up in September, and we'll do we'll do this again about Grease, and we'll promote that. Sound good?
Yes, definitely, definitely. We could change numbers up, but definitely, that's going to be great. And then I think I'm coming back with December. Even I'm coming back December with Chocolate City Records, or I'm going to do a go-go version of the Nutcracker.
I love it. Well, yeah, around December, that would be fitting for the holidays. So, yeah, well, keep us posted on those, and this will be, like, the first of several interview series we can do. I think
that's good.
But first of all, we need to make sure Grease and the December show is going to be good, but we need to make sure everyone checks out the Giz first. And I have one final question for you. When that house picks up out of North Carolina, when it drops in Landover, does it land on Dan Snyder?
Hey, I need to put you on the writing team. That was excellent. I need to put you on the writing team. I might have to switch up and change it to Dan Snyder. Yeah, you just got your writing credit.
Yeah, I think you're going to have, well, yeah, I mean.
I am certainly going to put, I am certainly might go to put that in as Dan Snyder.
Yeah, that is, that's the timely breaking news, you know.
Yeah, that is, when I tell you that is a, see, that's what it's about. It's just about our culture. We know what's going on around us. Absolutely. That's all it's about.
So wait, but if just to follow that thought, would Dan be wearing the ruby slippers or what? What?
Yeah, show or what? It's ruby New Balances.
Burgundy and gold New Balances. I love it. All right. Well, that's hilarious. Yeah, feel free to add that. That's hilarious. All right. Anyway, everybody come out to the Giz. It's at Lincoln Theater. It sounds fantastic. It's going to be, what is it, April 28th, 29th, and 30th at Lincoln Theater. So, hey, thank you, all three of you. This was so much fun.
Thank you. Thank you, too.
The great Giz has spoken.
the all-powerful... Pay no attention. Actually, pay attention to the man behind the curtain. All right. See you guys.
Peace.